You are listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. This is show number 69 for Friday, August 1st, 2006.
Hello, it's Friday, September 1st, and you are listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. I'm your host, Chris. This is show number 69, the Changing of the Guards show. This past week, we had a DreamStation show go up. It was hosted by Chris and Rusty. People were kind of confused and didn't understand really what was going on. So basically, here's what happened. This show is going to be a pretty brief show. We're going to talk about what's going on with myself, what's going on with the DreamStation podcast, and what's going on with the guys that used to be on the DreamStation podcast. There's a whole bunch of details that have just recently been released. If you're a member of the DreamStation forums, you'll have most of that information already. What's going on with the DreamStation podcast? How come these two new guys are doing your podcast when you're used to hearing us? Basically, what's going on is I accepted a position at Microsoft on the Xbox community team. So I will be leaving the DreamStation website. In addition to that, the normal crew on the podcast, Keith and Phil and Tom and Bob and Ivan, they are going to be kind of splitting ways. And we all talked about it and everyone decided to kind of sit back, look at everything, the way things are going and figure out where to go forward. So what's going to happen is the DreamStation.cc podcast, the video game show there, is still going to continue. It's going to be new hosts. They're still ironing that out on that side of the fence. But this last show that they had put up just this past weekend was their very first show. And I will still be around. I will still be involved with that thing. Although I will be on the forums. You guys will be posting on the forums there occasionally too.
Sure.
I guess I didn't introduce the guys because this is such a random thing. Today we have a limited crew here. We have Keith and we have Ivan. These guys are actually, why don't you explain what's going on with your side of the fence?
What we decided to do is just kind of do, since you're leaving, and we just decided maybe we split off from DreamStation, do our own thing. Since you have a site called Cast Network, which is hopefully going to be a nice media hub of different video game podcasts, our first thing to be on there is going to be titled The Video Game Show, which is going to have all of the regulars video. And same thing, nothing much will change. Chris will no longer be hosting since he's going to be doing his Microsoft thing, but he'll be on regular.
Keith, got anything to add?
That's a good summary.
Just to clarify, there is no bad blood here between DreamStation and the GamerCast Network guys. It's just made the most sense for everybody. The DreamStation guys and the GamerCast Network guys. So I've been a member of the DreamStation staff since about 2003. I've been doing reviews and going into the forums and doing moderating and writing articles and stuff like that. When we started this podcast thing, we had the podcast crew of myself and then all my friends and family from back in the day. And DreamStation made a pretty good idea to host it there. But it wasn't really ever the voice of DreamStation.cc, and that's some of the stuff that Chris, CNC over at DreamStation, and I had talked about. This is actually a pretty good opportunity for them because now some of these forum regulars, I don't think they've nailed down all of the details yet, but you know, Z36 and CNC137 and Redeema and Eric and Nightsword and all these other familiar names that you guys have been seeing on the DreamStation forums for the last few years, they're finally going to be able to jump in here and get their voice on their podcast, which is very cool. And again, we're still around to help them out, but the GamerCast Network guys, what they decided to do is let's jump off, do our own thing. This job that I have at Microsoft, I'm not going to be affiliated with anybody. I don't have the time, quite frankly, to do any kind of serious weekly reoccurring roles. I'm going to try and jump on his stuff as much as I can, but I can't make any promises. And that's part of why Tom was hosting, what, 2 weeks ago, kind of the first dry run just to see how it goes. And I thought he did a pretty good job. I think the podcasts are in good hands on both sides of the fence. The DreamStation guys, as well as the GamerCast Network guys, I think everybody is capable of doing their thing and we'll be all right. The good side of the story here is that you will now have two different podcasts that you can listen to and get your fix. When are you guys recording here on the GamerCast Network side of things?
Show tonight. We're going to be recording stuff this weekend and it should be, you know, keep your fingers, could be available on Monday on Labor Day. So while you're...
Is the feed up on iTunes? Are you guys listed in iTunes now?
Feed and iTunes, everything should be all set up. All we're waiting on is for us to get off our lazy butts and actually do some recording.
And then from the DreamStation.cc side, my goal is to be on their show this coming week. And we can go over that on that show, a little bit about what's going to be coming for the DreamStation.cc podcast side of things. As for me, like I said, I took a job with Microsoft community team, the Xbox community guys, and I will be doing things like monitoring forums, correcting misinformations. I'm going to be accessible to all the gamers that have questions and comments. I will be posting and have already been posting on the Gamerscore blog, www.gamerscoreblog.com. And the cool part of this is it's a very large part of my job to hear fan feedback and complaints and praise and flames. So as you're posting on these two different websites, forums, I will be listening and I will be directing that to the powers that be and to communicate that info with the team and then get you guys the responses that you're looking for. So it's very important to note that the Dream Station video game show is still around. It is not going anywhere. It's just, like I said earlier, a changing of the guards, if you will. The voicemail number, I think, is still going to stay with the Gamercast Network guys. I believe that the Dream Station website will also be getting a voice number. This show, again, is just kind of an explanation to let everybody in on what's going on both sides of the fence. I think we've pretty much done that. The other thing that I wanted to do is that, as I will be leaving, I do have some farewell audios and some farewell emails that I've got. And I'm going to be around, guys. It's not like I'm disappearing to Seattle and no one's ever going to hear from me again. I'm going to be pretty active on both websites and more. So I want feedback. The fans of the show from back in the day for the last year and a half, please, please email me. Send me some email. I have no problem if you use my personal email address, cpaladino@gmail.com. Does anybody have anything else, or do we want to jump into the farewells?
Email is vgs@gamercastnetwork.com. And as always, visit us at our forums at gamercastnetwork.com/forums. We have a pretty nice...
The primary thing was we wanted a chance to say thank you to all of the listeners, all 5,000 plus, 7,000, however many there are. All you guys that have supported us from way back in the day and listened to the what we refer to as the TeamSpeak era of the horrible audio quality and the crappy shows and the pathetic first 10 or so episodes, and we've kind of grown and gotten used to it. And again, the Dream Station guys, they're going to grow and mature, and we're going to help them out to become just as successful. So what I'm saying is, don't unsubscribe, don't freak out. Yes, we understand it was a little confusing as far as what's going on. We're trying to clear all that up now so everyone knows where everyone's at, everyone can listen, everyone can and give feedback. They're starting out at the same position where we were a year and a half ago, so they're going to have a couple bumps. So rather than just ditch them, stay with them and give them comments. Hey, this was good. This was good, but this was bad. Change this in the future, etc.
Your Fame Show podcast. We're still going to be around. The good news is that you're gaining another one. So, well, they got a lot of good information too. So you're going to have two good video game podcasts now.
People wanted it to be longer. Now you just have two half-hour
shows.
There you go.
You're not losing to each other. It's different content. Dream Station will have...
I guess then what we can do is we can jump right into the farewells. First up, we have an audio email from Big Duff. He's been on the Dream Station forums for quite a while, and I've talked to him quite a bit. Here we go. Thanks again to everybody who sent us well wishes and talked to me over Instant Messenger and Xbox Live and all these other places. Here are the ones that we got audio-wise. Thanks, Big Duff.
What's up, guys? This is Big Duff from the forums, a.k.a. Duff3C. I just wanted to give a big shout-out to everyone on the crew. Chris, Tom, Keith, Phil, Bob, and Ivan. Want to thank you guys for a great year of podcasts under the Dream Station banner and wish you best of luck for those podcasts that are still coming. I can assure you that this is a ride I would definitely be coming along for. I think the special congratulations are in order for Chris and the Microsoft gig. Good luck, and don't forget us little guys. Anyways, even though others can't bring themselves to say it, thanks again for all your hard work the past year and a half. We'll talk to you guys later.
The next email that we have, the audio email here, is from Todd Kelly. Big La himself has sent us in an email. Let's go ahead and give that one a listen.
What's up, fellas? This is the Big La from the Bay Area. Just wanted to wish you a fond farewell. This show has been a big part of my weekly schedule since I first started listening to podcasts. Actually, I think Dream Station is the first podcast I actually subscribed to, so it will be sorely missed. Thanks a lot for pimping my website and playing reviews and music. It's been great. To my man Chris, congratulations on the new job. To my boy Tom and the fellas, I'll surely be following you guys over to GamercastNetwork.com, see what you guys are going to be doing. Wish you all the best of luck in the future. God bless. Oh, and P.S., I know I've been listening to the show all this time, and I never got a ham sandwich, so could I get a ham sandwich before the show ends? Please, ham sandwich me.
Ham sandwich, man.
Big ham sandwich to you.
Ham sandwich! Ham, 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 ham,
ham. And thanks, Todd. He's been a friend of the show for a very long time. Okay, the next one is from Coach Azkicken and the rest of the Old School Gamers staff.
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy Steve.
This is DJ Murph.
And Dion.
We're just here to say on behalf of the Old School Gamers, Old School Entertainment, Old School Wrestling, and everything else that goes along with the Old School, we just want to wish Chris the best of luck in his endeavors. Thing I love about Chris, when we first started the Old School Gamers, he was the only podcaster I know at that time to, you know, open up the door and let us in. So we're just here to say we wish you well, big guy.
Yeah, man. Thanks for everything you've done for the community, man. And best of luck to you on your future there.
Yeah, man. And good looking out for my boy and everything you've done for him, man. Appreciate it because, you know, if it wasn't for you, man, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing right now. And wish you the best of luck and everything, dude. So be cool with it.
Yeah, be good, man.
What's up, Chris? Congratulations. Even though I never played you in Uno, football, or Ghost Recon, if you played me, I'd own you. Well, anyway, good luck. Thanks for looking out for my dad. You're all right with me. Peace out, Chris.
That was awesome.
Fun. That's great.
Poemi, I would own you.
That was awesome. That was really, really good. I laughed at that one. So thanks, Coach Ass Kicking. Again, guys, I'm not going anywhere. I appreciate all the thanks. I'm still around. I could still be made contact with. Next up is my man from way back in the day, Godfrey. Godfrey and I have become friends over the last year and a half. Got the chance to meet him up at the Microsoft / EA Battle for Middle-Earth Community Day. Can't say enough good about this guy. Here is his audio farewell.
Yo, Chris, what's going on, man? This is Godfrey from Gamertag Radio and also...
Pink Sage.
Yep, the whole staff want to say congrats. I know you're going to be starting working with Microsoft, and I'm proud of you, homie. It's cool, like, indie podcast, working hard like that and getting so much buzz that other companies are checking you out, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's really, really good, man. Continue with the good work. You know, I got your back all the way. It's sad that this is going to be the last episode of DreamStation.cc video game show. I have a whole bunch of audios with us, man. I'm not going to erase that, so take care, man. Keep in touch, man. Have fun in Seattle.
You know, one again, we mentioned this a little earlier, one point of clarification on that one. DreamStation isn't going away. The site has been there forever and will be there forever. The podcast is continuing on. So thank you, Gamertag Radio. And we will have all of these shows and the show notes for the show. So you can, if you missed it, check out the DreamStation.cc website, and on the left-hand side, there's a video game show link, and in our show notes every week, we have the forum topics and the polls and all that other good stuff. This last one is from Darkhammer X. Darkhammer X sent me a email here. All right, he says, dude, I'm so happy for you. At the same time, my heart is breaking because I'll miss the show. Video game podcasting will never be the same. Still, you could have been a fool not to take this opportunity because you definitely deserve it, my friend. I do feel a sense of relief knowing that Microsoft has once again made a very wise business decision. As a friend and, quote, arch-villain of the show, I'm very confident that you will be just as a blessing to my favorite gaming company as you have been on my favorite show. Ham sandwich, dear old buddy, ham sandwich. So thank you, Dark Hammer X,
right back
very
at
much. That was kind of our farewell show. I think we've tried to clear up a whole bunch of stuff. DreamStation.cc for all your video game news, reviews, interviews, and all the other ooze. The shows, again, are going to come out maybe on a different day. They're going to talk about a little more detail on that. They're probably going to try and have them come out on Mondays or Wednesdays. They're not sure over there on that side of the fence. But you can still contact them, videogameshow@dreamstation.cc, as well as jump into the forums, send some PMs to all the different people, get involved. Your guys' show, again, you want to pimp it, pimp the website there?
www.gamercastnetwork.com, dreamstation.cc with their new podcast, Keep in Touch. We'll still be active in the forums. Not that I'm talking to you regularly, but congratulations and good luck in your endeavors.
Yeah, good luck. Awesome opportunity. Hope to see you better.
It's going
to
directly you when something Microsoft does that sucks.
And thanks to all of the listeners and all the fans and all the forum dwellers at DreamStation and the staff and Chris and Rusty over at DreamStation and everybody else that I forgot to mention. It's been a very, very cool year and a half. I honestly didn't do this with the intention of getting a job in the industry. It just kind of happened. And thanks to the staff that was on the podcast, to Chris and Tom and Keith and Ivan and Phil and some of our guests over the past year and a half. And it's been cool. It's a very, very bittersweet thing. I mean, don't get me wrong. I want to take this job opportunity and run with it because it's very rare that somebody from the community gets an opportunity like this. But at the same time, it is bittersweet. We've put an awful lot of blood, sweat, and tears into this podcast over the last year. And I know you guys are going to be doing the same thing over at Gamercast. And I know the guys at DreamStation are going to be doing the same. So it's done for passion and it's done for love. It's fighting still, even now, a year and a half later. It's still the indie guys against the mainstream
guys.
I'm a mainstream guy, so I'll see you suckers in the dust. All right, guys. Thanks again. And tune in to both sites. Stay aware of what's going on. And I will see a lot of you on Xbox Live. We'll be doing some gaming here in the near future.
And stay active in the community.
Later.